Thanks, everybody. Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. You want to be the listener, give us a call, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, to join us on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Nitsa. I'm in Stamford, Connecticut.
Nitsa?
Yes.
Nitsa, that's a great name. What kind of name is that?
Oh, thank you. It's Hebrew.
Oh, of course, Nitsa. What do you do there?
I'm an office manager for a company that sells attic stairs.
Wait a minute. Attic stairs?
Yes, folding stairs.
Oh, you mean the stairs that you pull down?
Yeah.
And you climb up into your attic?
Yes.
Does your office have an attic?
As a matter of fact, no.
All the attic stairs in the world and no attic to go to.
Yeah.
Welcome to our show, Nitsa.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Nitsa's topic?
If only the guys at Guiding Light had thought of this.
For those of you who don't watch soap operas, after 72 years, CBS's Guiding Light soap opera is ending this fall, which is a shame because just this week, we read a story so bizarre, so many twists and turns, we're sure it would revive any flagging soap opera. Our panelists are going to tell you about three real-life incidents, tailor-made for daytime TV. Choose the real one. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go, Nitsa?
Okay.
All right, first let's hear from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Demetrius Soopoulos and his beauty queen wife of Stuttgart, Germany, want a baby. Turns out Demetrius is sterile. Tell you what, he says, our neighbor Frank Mouse looks a lot like me, right? And the Mouses have two children. So, Mouse can get you pregnant. Well, okay. For 2,500 euros, Mouse takes the job. Don't do it, said it Frau Mouse. Mouse puts his nose to the grindstone three times a week for 6 months. Don't do it, says his wife. Do you think I like it? It's for the money. We need the money. 72 times Mouse does it. And yet, no pregnancy. See a doctor, says Soopoulos. Don't do it, says Frau Mouse. Mouse does it. Turns out Mouse is sterile. How can that be? The two little mouses. I told you, said Frau Mouse, don't do it. Soopoulos is suing Mouse. Mouse says he did all a man can do. The mouse's marriage? Tune in next week.
So a sterile husband hires the guy next door to do his marital duty for him. Only to make a shocking discovery, your next story that would make Susan Lucci drool comes from Kiri O'Connor.
The Miss Tulsa pageant erupted into a chaos of charges and countercharges last week when the initial winner was revealed to be, well, listen up. Eileen Buffington, a 20-year-old, 5'10", blonde college student, had just received her crown and sash when a runner-up accused her of being a fraud. She pointed to a tattoo on Eileen's right shoulder, which she said had not been there during the bathing suit competition. Just then, a bedraggled but blonde dead ringer for the beauty queen burst into the auditorium, claiming to be the real Eileen Buffington. The imposter, she said, was her identical twin, Elaine, who had drugged her and left her in an abandoned shed. As the audience erupted, the imposter, Elaine, tearfully claimed she'd been hypnotized by a mysterious but irresistibly handsome criminal from Ruritania who intended to use the beauty queen in an elaborate plot involving the Ebola virus. Meanwhile, the first runner-up is the acting Miss Tulsa.
Trouble at the Miss Tulsa pageant due to swapping twins. Your last story, crazy enough for daytime TV, comes from Tom Baudette.
All Massachusetts General Emergency Room doctor Chad Farnham wanted was an apology. Lying on the table with a crushed pelvis and severely traumatized hoo-hoo was Beau Ford, the contractor who had remodeled the doctor's house and slept with his wife last year. According to statements by the attending nurse, their exchange went like this. I think we can save this thing, but you have to tell me you're sorry. For what? Groaned Ford. Being backed over by a dump truck? No, for sleeping with my wife and the cheap cabinets. I don't even know who you are. Please, make the pain stop. As it turns out, Mr. Ford really didn't know who the doctor was, at least at that moment. The traumatic nature of his injuries had caused a temporary amnesia, and as a result, he lost not only his memory, but perhaps something more precious. Boston Police Detective Melanie Kahn remarked, "It appears as if the wrong guy got amnesia on the wrong day."
All right. Here are your three stories. From Roy. A husband tries to do the right thing for his wife by getting a more fertile husband who ends up making an interesting discovery of his own. From Kyrie O'Connor, the Miss Tulsa pageant in Oklahoma gets thrown into disarray with the reveal that identical twins have been competing as one person. Or from Tom Baudet, the story of an injured guy who sees a doctor who he had wronged. Which of these is the real soap opera story that really happened?
I'm tempted to pick the one that's New England, you see.
Right.
Because we're in Connecticut.
Sure.
But I think I'm going to go...
No, go with your gut, Nita.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... Well, they're also plausible. I'm going to choose one.
You're
going to
choose
one.
Roy's story.
Yes.
Roy's story of the couples in Stuttgart, Germany.
Yeah.
All right, that's your choice. Well, who better to bring us the correct answer than someone who actually is a soap opera professional?
I can't believe it. We could have used that story on As the World Turns. Brad could be suing Henry for not getting Vienna pregnant.
That was Peter Brash, who's a writer for As the World Turns, talking about the fertility drama between two couples in Stuttgart, Germany. You're right, Nina said. Roy had the true story. Congratulations.
Okay.
Not only have you earned a point for Roy, you have won our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Congratulations, Nina. Well done.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.